Less stress, more time, more money. Welcome to the Cash Flow Contractor, Short.
Martin, I think one of the most frequent questions that I get, that I've had even, that's really challenging to answer at times is, when do I know that I need to hire? And when do I know that I'm able to hire financially even?
Right.
It's a hard question to answer. What's your typical answer? I know that we're talking about salary cap today and how that works, but what's your thoughts?
Well, like my dad used to say, the last thing an employer wants is an employee. No, employees wonder, you know, love them and hate them. And, you know, speaking in general terms, not in specifics with people, but yeah, employees are your ticket to freedom. Mm-hmm. If you don't have employees, you're always going to be working a job.
Yeah.
But they're also the most frustrating thing you do. So hiring well is a skill. It's not something you can do with 100% certainty, but you can certainly improve the odds. But that's not really the point of this episode today. We were kind of trying to talk about the cost of having employees. And as contractors, when we're looking to improve profitability, we won't talk about getting your bids right, but there are really a couple of main components. And one of them is the variable cost, you know, the materials and the labor that go into doing the job. Then the other one is your overhead. That's the bills that you pay every month, whether or not you sell anything, right? Mm-hmm. And if you sell twice as much, typically your overhead stays the same. And so how can we give ourselves a rule, right? You go to work and you think, I need more people, and you start hiring people. And then you find out, well, I didn't really need them, and they're not really doing what I needed them to do.
Yeah.
And so now I've got to get rid of these people. But that people do not want to fire people. It's incredible. I mean, it's not incredible that people don't want to, but people tolerate expenses in the form of people that they would never tolerate if it were a case of changing a machine or finding a different concrete supplier or something.
Or they just are dreaming and hoping and wishing that the employee would do something so monstrous that it's easy to fire them.
Right, right. So there's a guy named Greg Crabtree, wrote a book, Simple Numbers, Straight Talk, Big Profits. And it's really a good book. I mean, I love
it. How do you find your books, Martin? Yeah. Side note. Because you've got way too many, but also, like, how did you find this one?
I don't know. Somebody mentioned it, or I read a blog that mentioned it, or something. But it's really, really a good book. But he introduces a concept called the salary cap, right? And if you remember from way back, Mike Michalowicz, we did the profit first, where instead of setting your sales and taking off your expenses and then, oh, that's how much profit I have left, he says, take your sales, your estimated sales, subtract your target profit. That's how much money you've got to spend on expenses.
Yeah.
And you say, well, I don't really control my expenses. Well, you control them a little more than you think you do. And that's a way of setting profits first. Well, Greg Crabtree's salary cap is a way of kind of setting profits and setting a limit on your labor costs. And by having a limit on your labor costs, it imposes a little discipline on you. If you're a believer in what you do yourself and forecast, say, well, I really can't hire somebody that's going to blow my salary cap up. So what is it? Salary cap, you start with your sales. Okay.
Sales.
And then you say, my target
profit.
Is no, sales, okay. Your income.
All right.
Total income. And then you take your target. Let's just say, and this is a great place to start for most businesses, 10% of sales is net profit.
Okay.
So now you've got a piece of paper, and at the very top, it says $1 million, let's say.
Yeah.
And at the bottom, halfway down the page, it says net profit, $100,000.
Okay.
So that leaves $900,000 in between that you've got to mess with. If your variable costs are 60%, which you should know from your books, your variable costs are going to be $600,000, right?
Yeah.
So you got $1 million minus $600,000 equals $400,000 of gross profit minus your target profit means that you can spend $300,000 on overhead labor and overhead expenses that are not labor, like rent, insurance, things like that. You total up your overhead labor that's not I mean, your overhead expense that's not labor, let's say that's $200,000. You put that down, your unsolved question then is, how much can I spend on overhead labor? And in this case, if I've kept track of it in my mind correctly, it's $100,000.
Okay.
Okay. So I can hire people up to $100,000 in overhead salaries, but I can't go beyond that unless I increase my profit. So you can do that by increasing sales. You can do that by increasing gross profit margins, whatever, but, or decreasing the amount that you spend on non-salary overhead. But if you just think of the progression of sales minus cost of sales equals gross profit minus overhead that's not people, overhead that is people, net profit, and you fill in all those numbers before you fill in people overhead expense, that will tell you how much you can spend. And that's your salary cap.
Yeah.
Right? If you want to scale your business, perhaps you need to bring more people in. And you know that you need to do that, but you can't do that until you're paying for it first. Your profitability has to go up.
And right? Rather than focus on bringing in somebody new and adding an expense, it's looking at
right. Where
can we be more efficient? Because reality right. Is you could probably get away with getting more efficient, not hiring someone and having a net profit that's 15%, not 10%, right?
Right.
So.
Yeah. And you can also, if Mr. Crabtree were listening to this, he'd probably say, you idiot. No, it includes variable cost labor, right?
Yeah.
So you can do that too. But the point
is, how would you do that?
Figure out.
How would you? Because if.
Well, you would take total, just kind of glump it all together and take total labor cost.
Just total labor cost.
So take your,
do it at the beginning, for each job. I mean, shouldn't you do that just on a per job basis anyways? Like in terms of, hey, what are looking
at? I mean, first of all, you could kind of do that. I'm thinking of an annual budget. Maybe you could do a quarterly budget.
Sure. Right?
This is how much we're going to sell. Because you're getting a little granular when you get to a particular job.
Okay.
And then also, if you're working on a particular job, you're not dealing with overhead. Remember, the costs associated with that job are the material and labor that went into that job.
Right. Right. Okay.
Right? So, but the idea is just sit there and say, hey, I got this much sales, I got this much expense, I got to have this much profit. Do the profit and the non-salary expenses. Just put them in there. And what's left over is your salary cap.
Yeah.
Right. And so maybe that's a little hard to follow.
No, I think it makes sense. I think you should probably also have a little bit of a buffer in your salary cap, because that's assuming that you're month to month, you're having consistent sales, and maybe you don't. And so maybe things don't look good and you don't want to fire somebody. Well, if you've got room in your salary cap, then you're still okay. You shouldn't be operating just at the...
Well, you're okay, but you ought to fire them anyway if they're not, firing is such a harsh word. You ought to let them go find their place in the world that's not at your place of employment.
Yeah.
It think of that first, set that priority first, and then look at it and say, man, I am over... I cannot, given these assumptions that I came up with, I'm going to sell this much, my overhead is this much, mm-hmm. Variable costs are this much. I cannot hit my target.
Yeah.
I cannot do it unless I make some changes. Then it forces you to make the changes. You're not just kind of winging a prayer.
Yeah. Well, and I think also as you're trying to grow and thinking if you should hire the next person, not just your existing team, but when you hire the next person, you have a clear indicator of can I or can I not? Do I have room in my salary cap or do I not?
Yeah. And there's another way to use this. Probably won't talk about it right now because it takes a little more explanation. It's easier if you see it, but you can also do it on a per dollar basis. Mm. In other words, for every dollar of labor that I spend in my company, I make $1.50 in gross profit.
Yeah.
Right. So I'm up 50 cents, right? If you hire somebody new and you presume they're not going to be as productive, that $1.50 will go down to $1.10. Right? Because you've hired people and they're not as productive yet. That's a theoretical thing, but it's pretty much true. You say, okay, I don't hire anybody else. I don't do anything else till I get back to $1.50.
Yeah.
In other words, until that person, and now you're better off because you have one more person making you $1.50 per dollar than you had when you had one less. So that's a logical approach to adding people. And you don't add them until you've got to be at your salary cap minimum, dollars earned per dollar spent. When you drop below, which it can be expected, you just shut off until you catch back up or exceed where you were before, and then you can add again, which is growth.
Man, wouldn't it? Well, I get, yeah, and this is for the overhead side. On the variable costs, we've mentioned PPP, pay for or pay P4P, pay for performance with
P4P.
What was his name again? Mike Andes.
Yeah, Mike Andes. And Augusta Lawn.
Augusta Lawn Care. Services. That's a really good one too to understand. You know, how to keep really a fixed variable cost on your labor. A really cool episode. So we'll
I have some clients who are not doing P4P, but they're doing kind of similar things.
Okay.
And, oh man, it's awesome.
Yeah.
They have a percent of labor that goes to the guys and they bid appropriately, but we know what their percent of labor is.
Wow.
All the time. And, you know, if things get messed up, it can be more than that, but everybody's trying to not mess it up because it's more than that. They make more than they would make on an hourly basis going overtime and things in there, but that's priced in and they benefit, the company benefits, and it's really awesome.
That's cool. Well, we'll link to that P4P episode with Mike Andes. We'll also link to the, we've done a couple of different episodes on Profit First. And so we'll link to those if those are interesting to anybody for this topic. But the cap rate, who's it by again? The book and what's it called?
Greg Crabtree.
Greg Crabtree.
It's called Simple Numbers, Straight Talk, Big Profits.
Okay. We'll link to that in the show notes as well. Cool. Thanks for chatting, Martin. Thanks for sharing about the salary cap. I think it's a great way to have objective decision-making with hiring. So, if you are listening, please follow, subscribe. We got a newsletter. If you want to subscribe, the link's in the show notes. We'd love to have you part of our audience. Have a good one.
Thanks for listening to The Cashflow Contractor. Check out our website in the show notes or visit thecashflowcontractor.com.